Give me two seconds, Councilman.
Okay.
Hello? Okay, we're good to go when you are.
Let me see. Called to order. Let the record reflect. We have Co-Chair Kilpatrick, Councilman Bell, Carnier, Smiley, Hollins, Street, Durham, Diller, Carter, Woods, and we'll catch Timmy in just a second. I know he's here. What's your pleasure on the minutes?
Motion to approve as provided.
Second.
Oh, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. First item on the agenda is resolution sponsored by Councilman Smiley. This is a ministerial vote on this application, given that it had already been rezoned with the project. So it's coming over to us with land use compliant, and at this point I want to turn it over to Councilman Smiley.
Yes, let me read it in real quick if I can. Plan of 650 Churchman's Road, Newcastle 100, north side of Route 273, east of Churchman's Road, west of New Churchman's Road, major land development plan that proposes construction of 1,168,211 square foot warehouse facility with associated site improvements of 58.9 acres, I zoning, application number 2018-0513, -S/Z, Council District 7. I hate to belabor a point with everyone, and I don't do a lot of social media, but I sure got a lot of people sending it to me. Let me try to clear up a couple things before we vote next week. Most of the current council members should be familiar with this. I have been working this piece of property since we approved the legislation creating the redevelopment over redevelopment application to the landfill sites, right? This piece of property is located between Churchman's Road and Price's Corner behind the Burger King, the partial back there. You'll recall we worked on this some years ago. I brought forward legislation for council to be the sponsor to DDO road improvement money that didn't pass, right? I have been working to bring jobs into this area and make good use of this piece of property since I got on council. I'm constantly, for those that want to say the community doesn't know, I've constantly been speaking to the communities in that area that I represent about potential for development of this property, as well as there's a farm a little further down where initially FedEx was going. So that is a strip that a certain distance down is ripe for different development. So we've worked on this. We were very close the last time to bringing some good blue collar jobs in there, jobs that would have provided summer employment for high school students and everything else. And the past county executive killed it. Sweet and simple, he killed it. So now it's got a breath of fresh air. Hopefully we'll get something good in there to fill the warehouse. As of right now, I don't know that anything's under contract. When Mr. Tucker speaks, if there is, he can speak to it. But as many of you know, I always recommend to the developers in my district, don't tell anybody what's going in there. After the year's worth, do you know what I took over Eden Square because Lowe's was going across the street? And this very people that were chastising me said, hey, if it was Home Depot or 84 Lumber or something like that, we wouldn't have a problem with it. But it was all about Eden Square starting a vindictive campaign against me personally because they were going to lose a tenant where the fitness center now is. So, and some people had an eye on taking over the airport. So they didn't want this property developed. But that's where the property is. It's 100 Pickard Road. And Pickard Road is just a little stub road that runs in there. So that's the location of it. That's the history of what took place. And Rambleton Acres is the biggest community that's in this area. It's, I guess you'd say, southwest. And Senator McBride and I have tried three different times over the years to get a civic association in there. Never got so much as a twinkle of interest, but I still walk through there and talk to the people about the development, what's going on. So this is no surprise. We're looking for blue collar jobs. This site is unique in that there is so much development down the road that the people could find employment. The younger people could find employment there. It's also on a major travel route with 13 in there. So as I've told every potential client that I've met with that could come in there, you don't have to worry about wintertime. If you hire local, there's plenty of people down there looking for employment. You wouldn't have to worry about them getting to work. They could walk through the snow to work for you. So with that, and again, yes, this is ministerial. Doesn't need a rezoning. Doesn't need variances or anything else. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Tucker with council's pleasure, please.
I'd like to recognize Councilman Sheldon is here first. Mr. Tucker, please proceed.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett and Councilman Smiley. Good afternoon, members of council. For the record, my name is Sean Tucker, and I represent the applicant, who is Churchman's 273 LLC. I have a modest PowerPoint for you this afternoon. As Councilman Smiley and Councilman Tackett correctly indicated in the record, this property has already been rezoned. We are before you this afternoon on a ministerial approval, which is why it's a resolution and not an ordinance. And of course, the purpose of that is to review land use's determination that this plan is code compliant. Regarding the question Councilman Smiley had asked, I'm certainly more than happy to share the status of the property. There is no contract currently to purchase the property or to lease the property to anyone. Obviously, my client would like to lease or sell the property. It is optimistic it will be able to in the future. And there are certainly discussions with different folks about accomplishing that, but currently there is nothing in writing and there is no agreement, verbal or written, regarding a tenant or a buyer for this property as of today. Jumping into the PowerPoint, this is just a general picture of the area orienting the property to the airport, Route 13, 273 in Old Churchman's. To the right of the 273 emblem in the middle of your screen, upper right, off to the green side of the parcel, that is the Burger King right there along 13. And just to the south of that intersection is the McDonald's, just to give you a little orientation. And of course, that's known as Hare's Corner. The property is approximately 58 acres. It is being reduced in size to 56 acres because of the DLDOT takings that are required as a function of this plan approval from DLDOT. Next slide, please. And again, just a slightly drilled down perspective into that same parcel. As Councilman Smiley correctly indicated, this used to be a prior borough pit operation, it sold some time ago for redevelopment, since the materials had been fully or close to fully extracted from the property, making its reuse very logical and necessary for the property to continue forward in any meaningful way, short of what it looks like today. Next slide, please. Just to rehash briefly, this property was rezoned from commercial regional to industrial by this council on 1/22/19, so just over a year ago last year. I mentioned the parcel size being approximately 56 acres in total. The building that is proposed, which is a warehousing type building, is 1,168,200 level square feet. That is a two-story building. The first floor footprint is approximately 653,000 square feet with a proposed mezzanine of 514,000, which adds up to the current 1 million plus number. Mezzanine does count as GFA under today's code, even when it is used for warehousing only, such as boxes and regular storage. That's how we reach the 1.1 million square foot number. Next slide, please. There is a history to this site, as maybe all of you or many of you may recall. This property was approved as pursuant to the prior CR commercial regional zoning for a shopping center, and Walmart was going to be the anchor tenant. That never came to fruition. I think Mr. Smiley, Councilman Smiley made some reference to that and perhaps why. But I wanted to note as part of that older approved plan that we're now abandoning and replacing with this plan, while that original plan was for only 476,000 square feet of commercial regional, the trip generation assigned to that project through DelDOT's trip generation manual was approximately 8,546 trips over the course of the entire day ADT. The AM peak for that commercial use was estimated at 423 trips. The PM peak was estimated at 1,401. I thought it was interesting to contrast that with the proposed warehouse use. While it is much more in GFA because of its multi-story level, and that second story again being a mezzanine, notice the reduction in trip generations. Average daily trip is now down to 3,492. The AM is down to 171 trips, which is a 60% reduction. The overall ADT is a 59% reduction, but when you drill down into the peak hours of traffic, which are really the ones that, you know, really pressure check the intersections, if you will, when we have the largest delays, you see in the AM down to 60% of what had been approved, and then in the PM we're down to 507 trips, which is about a 63% reduction. So I thought it was just worthy of notation, and we discussed this briefly at the time of rezoning. This use actually significantly reduces the traffic that would have otherwise existed had the Walmart plan and town center moved forward several years ago. The next slide is the landscaping proposal for the site. And Mr. Bross from Duffield is our civil engineer, along with Scott Parker, who'd like to say a few words about the landscaping plan and a cross section that's in the next slide. I will note just before he gets started, because the parking is there so clearly in front of you, I wanted to just mention there are approximately 615 parking spots provided for employees. There are approximately 267 truck parking spots with 121 loading bays, as you can see in that picture. And with that, Mr. Bross, are you logged in? And would you care to comment, please, on the landscaping rendering?
Mr. Bross, if you would just hold on 1 second. I recognize also that Karen Hartley Nagel, Council President Karen Hartley Nagel, has been here also. I believe that's everybody now. So, Mr. Bross, please proceed.
Thank you. Okay, let's.
Jeff, it sounds like you may have two phones or two lines open. I suggest you turn off one.
Yeah, mute the audio on your computer and use the phone and you should be okay.
Thought maybe that was the Mars rover reporting back to NASA.
I don't know, but I realize why these things don't come with a manual.
Hey, Sean, is he on the phone?
Hi, Sean's here.
Sean, she was asking you, does he have a phone? So maybe
does he have a phone? We're in a different location, so
can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. We were on the phone. For some reason that wasn't working. We went back to the audio on the Zoom. Good afternoon, Council. My name is Jeffrey Ross. I'm a registered professional engineer in Delaware and working for the client along with Mr. Tucker on this project. You can see from the landscape rendering, we have extensive landscaping around this facility. We have an opacity of 0.5 around virtually all the site. During this plan approval process, there were some concerns raised about views into the site from the corner of Card Road, which is the road to the left of this landscape rendering, and Route 270, and I'm sorry, Churchman's Road. That corner, if you can see adjacent to the parking lot, and unfortunately we can't control the screen, but immediately adjacent to the parking lot, there are over 340 additional evergreen trees planted in there to increase the visual opacity to try and block the view of trucks from that corner. So anyway, again, you can see that the two stormwater ponds out in front coming off the entrance from Churchman's Road are also landscaped. It's not, we didn't actually show the plant materials. They're shaded in darker green, but those also will be planted because they're bioretention bases. So extensive landscaping on site. We've tried to be sensitive to the fact that this is an industrial use, and of course the area around us is industrial, but this will be the gem, if you will, in terms of its greenery. We also, next slide, please. We also did a cross-section through the site just to give you some sense. You can see the warehouse building to your left, that's the red. You can see the truck parking, and you can see the site is actually depressed with regard to the surrounding road networks. It actually sits lower. And we did a line of sight from the multi-purpose path on your far right of the screen. You can see the vehicular traffic on Churchman's Road. And you can see the pedestrians on the multi-purpose path. And then, of course, we have our site landscaping, which is about 25 feet in width approximately throughout the site. The entire buffer is around 35 feet, but 10 of that is the multi-purpose path. And then again, you can see the view across the bioretention area, which is that depressed area there. And you can see the landscaping that's in the bioretention area. And then again, to the evergreen hedge that we are planting to provide additional shield. Those trees we're planting initially at 5 to 6 feet in height. They grow about a foot a year, and within a couple of years, we'll actually block that line of sight. We didn't want to put too large trees in because they do not assimilate well. We prefer to put them in at a size that we know will take hold and grow very rapidly. Happy to answer any questions on that if anybody has any.
Okay, so let me see.
Okay, next slide, please. Thank you, Mr. Ross. This is a rendering consistent with what we had shared at the rezoning hearing just over a year ago. It's not necessarily the exact scale design, but this is the type of architecture and type of materials and general layout that we would envision a future tenant providing. And this would certainly be used as a guide before any building permit application was submitted to Newcastle County. Next slide, please. just a footnote on the state strategies and investment map spending for the state of Delaware, which is also part of the Newcastle County Comprehensive Plan. I just always like to note this and where we fall within that spectrum of where the state and the county have decided they want to see growth come and where it's accommodated from an infrastructure standpoint. As you can see, we're in the heart of a level one state and county recognized spending area for infrastructure and development. And as I had mentioned, we did significantly reduce the trip generation from the previously approved use. I should also note in that regard, it does not relieve us from building infrastructure. There will be road improvements that well exceed $1 million as part of this project that my client will be responsible for either contributing to financially or building itself. This next slide is just a snippet out of the guiding principles found in the code. We had several of these at time of rezoning, but I just wanted to focus on one in particular for the final resolution step. Just interconnectivity, I know, is important to folks, and people generally like to hear about that, so I included this slide. There are approximately 3 bus stops in the immediate area. We will be adding a 4th on site for this use for the intended employees. By way of comparison, the North Point site that was built just south of here in Councilman Bell's district is of a similar size. It is warehousing, and it is estimated to provide approximately 800 jobs. So while we don't have a tenant for this site in agreement currently, we hope to change that certainly soon, but while we don't have anybody signed up, we know generally from North Point that warehousing of this size in GFA on average brings approximately 800 jobs. And North Point was able to do that estimation based on the many millions of square feet of warehousing they have around the country. We are cautiously optimistic that we will have a similar job creation here, but again, we do not have a tenant. We're basing that on the GFA and what we see North Point providing us statistically from their operations around the country on average. Again, is under construction, Councilman Bell's district just south of here. There is a multimodal path that is provided or will be provided along Old Churchman's Road, as well as 273 as part of this project as well. Next slide, please. So I promised a shorter than usual PowerPoint for me this afternoon, and I hopefully accomplished that. I would just note in closing that the rezoning, even though we are past that, was recommended by both the Department of Land Use and by the Newcastle County Planning Board. As I mentioned, this council approved that last year. Also, I think it's worth noting that in the department's report for that rezoning, and as you know, there were 2 public hearings as part of that, one in front of the Planning Board and the Department of Land Use, and then one in front of council. But in the Department and Planning Board's 12/31/18 report that was followed up by your hearing, the department noted, while the record was open, the applicant made a submission that addressed Mr. Haggerty's comments and is compliant with the UDC's revisions adopted in July of 2018. During the public response period, Councilman Smiley spoke about this project, and I think this is, you know, the most relevant part for my purposes today. No comments were made in opposition of the application at the public hearing that was in front of the Planning Board and the department. While the record was left open or was open, the department did not receive any correspondence from the public. As council knows, the record is open for an additional 30 days after the Planning Board hearing by operation of law to ensure that anybody who wanted to attend but could not attend has 30 days to offer a comment either for or against. There was no opposition at the time of the rezoning. And I, to the best of my memory, when this came in front of all of you for a vote on the rezoning, there was also no opposition, to the best of my memory. I've not gone back and re-listened to that audio, but I don't recall any opposition. We are certainly hopeful that folks feel the same about this project. I think to Councilman Smiley's point, this project has been discussed by him and his district for multiple years, at least
at least the development of this project and most this site, and most recently this project for approximately the past year. So thank you very much, Council, for your time today. Thank you for continuing to work during this state of emergency. And we're happy, of course, to answer any questions as best we can for you this afternoon.
Okay, questions for members of Council? Councilman Carter? Councilman Carter, you're muted.
I apologize. I'm trying to be a good steward on Zoom. John, I was really promising to see the reduction of 60 and 63% for the AM, PM peak traffic. I'm just wondering, do you have numbers of how that's going to impact the Harris Corner stoplight or the Churchman's Route 273? Is it going to change wait times or anything like that?
I understand your question, Councilman Carter, and I'm gonna punt to Mr. Bross, whose company performed the traffic analysis under the TOA. I will note briefly that we just learned from DLDOT in the past couple of months that they are now proposing a grade separation for Harris Corner, which I think is sort of long past due. I was really glad to hear about that. Glad to see our planners at DLDOT have undertaken that. And that will be a grade separation where 273 will drop below Route 13. But with that little nugget, I'll kick your question.
That's very significant and probably deals with my concern.
Okay.
But I'd like to know anyway.
we were glad to hear about that as well. Mr. Bross, can you offer some comments about Churchman's and 273, if you have them, and if not, we could certainly follow up with Councilman Carter before the hearing next week.
Again, this is Jeffrey Bross. If I understood the question, Councilman Carter, is did we study the actual Harris Corner intersection?
In the intersections at Harris Corner and at 273 in Churchman, if there's lights, whether it's going to impact
We studied the intersection of 273 and Churchman's Road, and there are some traffic improvements that are being made there to improve the level of service or at least sustain it. We did not study the Harris Corner intersection because it was studied as part of the Town Center project, and as a result of the reductions in traffic, we were not required to do additional analysis on that. But as Council just mentioned, Mr. Tucker, the DLDOT does have plans for a grade separation at that intersection, and our client will be working with DLDOT to help make that happen. Does that address your question?
That's good. Thank you.
Additional questions from members of Council? Seeing none.
I think
Cartier
has Cartier. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I'd like to compliment Sean Tucker and Jeff Bross on a really great presentation. And I'm also very cognizant and aware of the great role played by Councilman Smiley over many years to take this large disturbed Marl Pit site and repurpose it to create jobs and economic opportunity for the county for its future. And I look forward to supporting this, one of our great disturbed sites that we're gonna look forward to seeing lots of employment. And I think that the zoning is really very appropriate in terms of its proximity to the airport. And the other thing is I'm kind of happy about, although I understand the Walmart, got chased out of the picture by the previous administration. I'm really pleased because I think, we're going to maintain the viability and vitality of the farmers market, which is also shares Harris Corner community vicinity. I think having the industrial zoning with the warehouse will strengthen the farmers market. They're complementary uses. People can work at the warehouse, go get lunch and, you know, toward the end of the week and weekends over at the farmer's market. So I think it's a great project. And I think we're looking forward to seeing you rent up a tenant and get going.
Thank you, Councilman.
There's some questions from members of council. Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, as always, and Sean knows I'll ask this. I just want to make sure the Newcastle County contractors get a chance to bid on this. Whoever the, you know, we know who the owner is, but whoever he sells to or develops, I really do hope a million square foot. That's a lot of on the roof. I hope the Newcastle Countyans get back to work after this COVID-19. I hope they show a little special to that.
Understood, Councilman, and I can certainly represent to you that when we do have a tenant or a buyer, we will certainly reach out to you and any other members of council, perhaps, that are interested in how we would approach that. And I think you know how we you know, I obviously don't own the property as the attorney to the project, but I do go to significant ends to try to help address that very issue. Delaware's my home too. I grew up here, as did my family, and creating Delaware jobs and keeping Delaware jobs are certainly professionally and personal very important to me in Delaware.
Thank you.
Just some questions for members of council. Seeing none. Okay, we'll move to the next item on the agenda. Mr. Tucker, thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilman.
For joining us today. And unless you're notified by the sponsor, you can look forward to seeing us all on Zoom again next Tuesday evening.
Thank you, Chairman. Just one quick comment. I didn't know if there were any folks who wanted to speak from the public before you moved on. I know typically you open it up. Maybe you've changed that with the Zoom practice. I just wanted to note that.
We haven't.
You're out of your lane.
Toggle from two screens.
You're out of your lane, Sean. You're out of your lane.
Very good. On that note, I will sign off.
Sarah, do we have anybody from the public that would like to speak?
No, there's no public comment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you.
So, does anybody have anything for other or for council? Anybody from the public want to address council?
We already went through that.
That was only on the application. Kara, do we have anybody?
I see no hands.
Okay.
Motion adjourned.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so it's adjourned.
Okay, back in 7 minutes.